pretty nice, isn't it, Chwani?
That is very nice.
You didn't know that I played
perfect
the guitar.
Music for the Sunday morning.
Sometimes I just like to bring my guitar in and
strum a few bars.
Strum a few bars. That actually is Spanish guitarist Thomas Kimball, who is in studio.
Oh, I can see him now.
He's here with my friend Jorge Perez, who's the executive director of the Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater in Chicago. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to be back, Dean.
Hold that microphone a little bit closer to you. There we go. Now we can hear you. It's great to have you back here again. Thomas, thank you very much. That was very beautiful.
Sure.
A lovely way to start a Sunday morning. How are you?
Great. Staying super busy with Ensemble Español and our upcoming American Spanish Dance and Music Festival. We had an incredible 40th anniversary celebration, including performances with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Auditorium Theater, and our premier tour to Spain, Dean. We made it to Spain.
I remember how excited you were getting ready for all of that.
Yeah. That was really, in fact, before we even left the country, the theater directors were like, you've got to come back and expand a tour series here.
Isn't that great how you represent Chicago?
Yeah.
That you go to Spain and they're excited about a dance company, a Spanish dance company that's from Chicago.
That's from Chicago. And when we would tell the media, we had like a 10 national media coverage, and there was one headline saying it took an American artist to come here and make us appreciate our own culture.
Especially
when we work with our outreach programs. They were like, what? Kids are learning, at what age? And they're learning what? Music by Defaya, Albéniz, Rimsky-Korsakov?
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Well, sometimes it takes an outsider to... to bring that kind of awareness. It's difficult to talk about dance on the radio, obviously, because there's, the visual aspect is not there. But anyone who's listened to the show through the years has heard me talk about Ensemble Español. They've heard Roy Leonard talk about it long before I talked about it. I remember Dame Libby Comico, the founder, coming on Roy Leonard's show and talking about it. And when Roy retired, I would talk about it, and worked so many times with Ensemble Español at Dance for Life, the benefit concert that I hosted for 20 years. And I will say to this day, I've seen many dance performances, many, many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dance performances through the years. I can say without equivocation that the grandest I have ever seen is your performance, Ensemble Español's performance of the Bolero.
Wow, thank you.
Truly one of the most amazing things that I've I've ever seen.
Thank you, Dean.
And if you haven't, it's on YouTube. It's available to see. You'll get goosebumps. Anyone who's ever seen it, they're completely blown away when they see this.
Well, the Auditorium Theater, we're on again for their series in October, October 4th, and it's one of their, favorites. And in fact, they said what Revelations is to Alvin Ailey, Bolero is to Ensemble Español and Tim Libby.
Yeah. Talk a little about the history of Ensemble Español and the great Dame Libby.
Well, Ensemble Español was founded by our grand Dame Libby, who came to Chicago. She was here studying musical theater, studying with Gus Giordano and at the Fine Arts Building and at Roosevelt University, where her dad would take her for ballet classes. And her friend asked her to, audition for this one gentleman that was coming through town, Mr. Jose Greco. And she went and accompanied him. And, Mr. Greco saw her on the sidelines there in the studio and asked her, hey, are you Italian? She says, oh, no, I'm a Jewish girl from Evanston. And he says, well, are you...
that hotbed of flamenco dancing.
Are you auditioning? She goes, oh, no, I'm here accompanying a friend. He says, well, why don't you take the class? She took the class, and before she got home, her parents were up there waiting for her and said, we got a call from your teacher that this Jose Greco wants to take you on tour with some gypsies. What's going on
I
here?
Had never heard that story, and I didn't know that Jose Greco was very famous.
Yeah.
That he was the impetus.
He was the impetus, and actually the audition took place at Chicago's Palmer House.
Wow.
And so we are working on doing something really special for our 45th anniversary in 4 years from now. And in fact, next year, Jose Greco, we're honoring him on his 100th anniversary.
Wow.
with his children, Carmela Greco, who's a regular guest artist with Ensemble Español, and Jose Greco, and the founding members of the National Ballet of Spain, Juan Mata, who started at the age of 16 with Jose Greco, is helping us bring this project honoring Mr. Greco. But yeah, then Dame Libby came to Northeastern Illinois University, presented a concert, sold out, and Northeastern never let her go. They said, would you please come give some classes? From there, she was incorporated into the state curriculum, where she has Spanish dance for college credit, and then our community program, co-founded our youth ensemble, the Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Youth Company, started with 7 students from Northeastern, and now we're a company of 20 adult professional dancers, and of course are another 20 with our youth.
If people aren't familiar with Spanish dance at all, how would you describe it?
I think Spanish dance, especially what we do, I call them the three P's, the presentation, preservation, and promotion, are basically in the classical dances of España, the folkloric dances of Spain, and the flamenco. And we do it both in the traditional and the contemporary. And then you add the escuela bolera. So basically about 4 styles. And what we do, I mean, Spain is considered one of the richest and most diverse dance cultures in the world. A lot has to do because of his historic influence and explorations that they did. So there they are. We've got dances in the flamenco palos from southern Spain, you know, where they explored when they were in Havana, for example, the Guajiras. We even have a world premiere by our principal dancer, Julia Hinojosa, in that palo flamenco. And you hear it in the letra, in the songs, talk about Havana. We also have the flamenco garotín when the Spanish were in Puerto Rico, when they were in Argentina. So you've got all these influences that they brought back to España. I mean, we've got dances from the northern part of Spain, Galicia, to Irish music, Scot-Irish steps.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the Celtic invasion. So there's this beautiful historic influence that dance in Spain has had. And what we are doing here is pretty much preserving it and connecting it to each of our cultures and roots. And a lot of our dancers, in fact, if you ask me how many dancers, Jorge, are from España in the ensemble, 0, Dean. And to take this art form and show that art has no boundaries, and we touch folks the way we do with the passion and the beauty and the music, it's just boundless.
Yeah. So are the kids, when I say kids, college students, are they like this young Jewish girl from Evanston who started all of this? Similar. I mean, people from diverse backgrounds. Just get hooked into this.
They just get hooked in it. We had a dancer who took a class at the Summer Dance on Michigan Avenue from Taiwan, and she, you know, joined our company and became one of our instructors. And we even toured China when we were there. That was fantastic.
How are you received in countries where Spanish dance must seem like the most foreign thing in the world? And China, I guess, would be a good example where dance seems very regimented and very structured. How's it received?
Well, I know for China, Dean, we had to send them videos of what we were presenting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To make sure it wasn't too provocative.
To make sure it wasn't too provocative. And I think it was really
did you
well
send received. The bolero?
We did. We sent the bolero. Yeah. And they fell in love. I mean, standing ovations to the company performances. But what was interesting, many years ago in Mexico for the Festival Cervantino, because, you know, we are Americans. And so we always obviously say, you know, we're representing United States. And so for the Festival Cervantino, there we were, you know, Ensemble Español USA, but with Spanish dance. And I remember in Acapulco, we were hearing the radio station, and there they were saying, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss, you know, Ensemble Español from America, the gringos performing Spanish dance. It's like, wait, what? Wait a minute. So the houses were always filled, and I think there's a curiosity. It's like, wait a minute, an American company presenting this art form? And of course, I mean, you know, definitely our praises to Dama Libby, knighted by the King of Spain in 1982, making her the first American artist to receive such an award for bringing Spanish dance, you know, throughout the United States. And then the White House, President Barack Obama, honoring us in our 35th anniversary in 2011 for bringing this art form on an international level. I mean, it's Poland, it's Mexico, it's Puerto Rico. Our principal dancer, Jose, has gone to Australia to set dances and in Canada. So yeah, very excited. And now, oh, Dean, I just here. I got you a little something. Ann, can you get this to Dean? Here's a little something from our next adventure, and that is from Havana, Cuba. I was just there. We're working on a cultural exchange with a Spanish dance company there to come to the United States and take Ensemble Español there.
We're not allowed to smoke here in Tribune Tower, but I've never had a Cuban cigar in my life. You're going to poison me.
Thank you. Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
So that's really exciting. So
and a cigar box to go along. I can put my marbles in it or something, whatever I used to put in it when I was a kid. This is so quintessentially Chicago, though, isn't it?
Yep.
This is so Chicago that it would be a Spanish a group of Americans dancing traditional Spanish dance in China, Australia, wherever it is. That could be a neighborhood in Chicago.
Yes, it is, Dan, and Dean. And with the beautiful thing is also the community influence. It is a community company. I mean, we work with local musicians here who are international stars themselves. Like Tom Kimball here is a perfect example, who's been with us for over 17 years. I call him the one man band because he not only plays guitar, Dean, but he also sings and he plays the cajon, percussive instrument. It's just that we reflect and represent who we are in this grand city, and that's what Ensemble Español does.
Yeah, you have a big performance that is coming up. June 16th and 17th at North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
And it was nice enough to bring a Spanish guitarist, Tomas Kimball, in with us this morning, who's also going to perform for us solo in just a minute. But just taking us into the break, Tomas, would you just fancy us with a little something? It's 10:50. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. And coming up in our 11 o'clock hour, longtime Chicago sports veteran broadcaster Rich King joins us to remember his old friend Jimmy Pearsall, who, word out this morning, has passed away. Joining us in studio right now in our Weekend Theater segment, Jorge Perez, who is the executive director of Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater. Spanish guitarist Thomas Kimball is also in studio with us and is going to be performing for us in a couple of minutes. So Jorge, tell me about this performance that's coming up. Raíces, is that right?
Yep.
Raíces. Yesterday is tomorrow. What is that?
Yep. Raíces, which translates to roots, talks about honoring our past while celebrating our present and securing our future. So what we've done with this campaign, thanks to Game Plan Creative Marketing Company, is kind of bring back and honoring our traditional choreographers and artists. So we've got a number that's opening the entire program called Madrileño, based in the 1800s of Madrid, a celebration of that city. And then it's going to end with a wonderful, beautiful, contemporary flamenco Iroko ballet that was set by these two young, wonderful, renowned choreographers, Carlos Rodriguez and Angel Rojas. And what's interesting is that the first act brings a world premiere by Angel Rojas called De Falla, Out of the Box, which is the great composer Manuel De Falla. Except, Dean, he's given it a contemporary flair to this ballet, where the dancers are going to obviously have these contemporary movements going from 1800s classical movements to contemporary. And in fact, he set the piece in the fall, Dean, where we were having our elections. The gentleman choreographer stayed at my place, and every night I would debrief watching CNN. He took one whole section, came in the next studio the next day. He says, "I am dedicating this section here. I was inspired by Miss Kelly Conway. That woman is unbelievable how she's doing what she's doing." And the dancers were like, "Jorge, what are you feeding this man that he's,
Wow.
So, yeah, and that goes to show how, what's happening now in our times, affects us artists.
Sure.
And there you'll see it in this work. So it's called De Falla, Out of the Box. And Irma and I, Irma, our artistic director of Ensemble Español, Suarez Ruiz, were like, he was, are you open to a piece that's kind of sort of out of the box? We're like, okay, show us. And there he was creating, you know, going back and forth from yesterday till tomorrow, the future. So we thought this piece fits perfect with the theme of what we're presenting. And then we've got great numbers from Dame Libby when she first started the company, Danza del Fuego, Dance of the Fire. It's a zarzuela combining neoclassical and flamenco. And then we also have her Zapateado, Dance of the Shoes, that was inspired by Jose Greco. And then we have the wonderful Carmela Greco joining us, as well as Carlos Rodriguez.
So it's amazing.
It's a great variety program.
That's amazing. This is like, these shows are great for kids, right?
Oh, yes. We'll have
I've watched the audiences while you're performing. Kids are mesmerized by what they see on the stage.
Yes, yes, yes. And Dean, we do have both our youth companies, the grade school division and the high school division, joining us for the American Spanish Dance and Music Festival at the North Shore, June 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Yeah. Talk to me about this fundraising program that's going on. That is unprecedented, really. These are things that you never hear about with dance companies or artistic performances, especially in these days where funding is in jeopardy for arts, for music, for things that are getting pushed aside because of all the crazy budget situations in government right now.
We have, you know, we're so excited and honored to have the Caris Foundation provide us with a match grant opportunity for over the next 3 years of a $1.5 million to help sustain and grow the Ensemble Español. And the beauty already this first year, Dean, we were able to place all of our 17 dancers, of the 20 dancers, on minimum wage, Chicago wage, so that they, instead of taking home a couple hundred dollars, I mean, now they're taking, you know, $500, $600, $700. That's a mortgage. That's tuition.
Right.
That's a car payment. And then we've got 3 full-time dancers continuing to, you know, as part of our strategic plan, to have a core of dancers moving forward. So, yeah, the campaign is called, befitting, Raised in Chicago, Ready for the World. We are honoring every single dancer in the Ensemble Español. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the beautiful photos of each dancer with an iconic place of Chicago that meant the world to them. And so, it even includes our youth program. So we're really, really excited about that.
All right. So, Tomas, what do you have for us this morning?
I've got a gypsy rumba. This is kind of how I got into flamenco. It was through the more pop side of flamenco, which is the rumba, gypsy rumba.
Okay. And, that's how I got into radio, gypsy flamenco. Same thing. I worked at an all-gypsy flamenco station for years before I came here to WGN. Is there a name for what you're doing here? This is kind of a medley that you're doing,
yeah,
I think, right?
Exactly. This is just a potpourri of rumbas from Spain.
Okay. I don't know how you say take it away in Spanish, but take it away.
Okay. You can give some palmas. Ole, ole. Ay, poropopo, poropoporopo, pero, pero, poropoporopo, pero, pero, poropoporopo, pero, ay, poropopo, poropoporopo, pero, pero, poropoporopo, pero, pero, caminando, caminando, voy solito, voy a buscar a mi gitana, que lavando está en el río. Caminando, 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 voy solito, voy a buscar a mi gitana, que lavando está en el río. Le, 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 ay, le, 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 la. Le, 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 ay, le, 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 ay, le, 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 ay, le, 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 la. Ni más ni menos, ni más ni menos. Bonitas son las rosas, viene el tiempo la marchita. Viene el tiempo la marchita, la moza era poca cosa. Ni más ni menos, ni más ni menos. Porque tú te ves bonita, tú te pones orgullosa. Vete mi llano, guana, vete mi llana, mi llano, guana. Vete mi llana, mi llano, guana, que yo te quiero.
Pichano Juana, vete mi chana, Pichano Juana, vete mi chana, Pichano Juana, que yo te quiero. Esta noche no me cuesto que vengo de borrachera, que con el tran, 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 que con el tran, tran, tran. Esta noche no me cuesto que vengo de borrachera, que con el tran, 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 que con el tran, tran, tran. Que la vací, que la pasó, tan, tan, la quiero yo. La basó, canta el quiero yo.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tomás Kimball with the Ensemble Español of Chicago. The event Raíces, yesterday is tomorrow, live dance music performance, is at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts, June 16th, 17th, and 18th. Jorge, if we want to get more information, website, phone number.
Definitely, EnsembleEspanol.org, or you can also visit the NorthShoreCenter.org's site. Friday and Saturday concerts are at 7:30, and Sunday a matinee at 3 o'clock. It is a family program, so please definitely come one, come all.
Yeah, you will be absolutely amazed. Always nice to see you, Jorge. Thank
Great
you for
to see you.
In. Tomas, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're going to update news for you coming up next.